Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 7:05 on March the 16th. It's Friday. Thank goodness we've made it to here. And our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. Here, Bad Bob. Bad Bob, good morning.
Hey.
You know what, Bad
Buttons,
Bob?
Computer screens everywhere.
I know. Hey, but Bad Bob, I don't know if we can get if we can do everything we're supposed to do today. I got Linda on the phone. I got Senator LaMalfa coming in. We've got the Wells Fargo Minute. We have the the junior football. We have Special Olympics, and we have Bill Chappelle who's running for the 4th District. But let's start off with Linda, who is in the doctor's office right now with a procedure getting ready to begin. Is that true, my love?
Yes, I am and Dr. Danukas, reading endoscopy, and I am behind a curtain ready to go in the procedure, and I wanted to make sure that everybody realizes that, you know, after 50, everyone should get their colonoscopy, and I'm 53, and I'm doing it, and it wasn't so painful, you know, to do the all the stuff you have to drink the night before. And, I'm looking forward to it. Everybody's been really kind. I'm just looking forward to the procedure to get it over with. And I want everyone to know that if I can do it, so can you. And, you know, you just kind of got to make it happen.
Well, today is, I mean, well, this month is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And as the doctor has told us when he was on the show, was that colon cancer is a very slow-growing cancer. And if you find it early, you can cure it.
That's absolutely correct.
And I know that last night you drank a, it looks like a gallon of this really, it looked like just like water.
Yeah. Well, I have
but it wasn't.
I know you have a lot of, I have a lot of statistics that I'll be talking about on Monday that are, you know, fascinating statistics about, you know, that it's number, the second cause of cancer, that goes undetected. And you can detect it, and that's why you're doing, that's why at a certain age you really need to have a colonoscopy. It's preventative medicine, and so insurance has had a tendency when it's preventative to want to correct it if they find a problem, which is what they do when they screen you. So that's what you're doing, and anyway, have a great day on the show, and I'll call you when, I probably won't call you until I come out the other side.
or it does. Hey, you know what, we miss you. Bob and I have already bit each other twice on the face here already this morning. So we've rolled around and poked each other in the eye, so we need your settling influence here. So, hey, yeah, I hope everything goes in okay.
I'll call you on the other end.
Hey, look, maybe, you know what, if you can find that, if you find something you haven't seen since, you know, like 1962, let us know, all right?
Oh, man.
No, I think I'm going to be in good hands with Dr. Danukas.
Good.
So, all right.
All right, honey. Love you, and we'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Okay, how can you follow that up except with our Wells Fargo, you know, advisors and our Market Minute? Chris Lasondat.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are a little changed. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 8 points at 13,260. The S&P 500 is adding 1 point at 1,403, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 3 points at 3,053. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 519 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange today, Bank of America up 18 cents at 9.42. Pfizer is adding a dime at $22.01. General Electric down 3 cents at 20.13, while AT&T is off 6 cents at 31.58. Of local interest, PG&E is up a penny at 43.26. Safeway is adding 3 cents at 22.20. And North Valley Bank up 16 cents at 11.66. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.36%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.39. Oil's up 44 cents a barrel at 105.55. And precious metals are mixed with gold down $2.77 an ounce at $16.54.96, while silver is up 11 cents at $32.61 an ounce. This is Chris LaSondack at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors in here Monday through Friday from 7 at 710, 810, and 906. They talk about the market, and they also give out great financial advice. They're located over on Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start the balancing act of everything that's going to be rolling through here in the next 2 hours. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on the table right now. Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colonoscopy time. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Real? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Botlin is not here right now, but we know where she's at. She's in the middle of getting a colonoscopy to support this and let our listeners know is don't be afraid of something like this. This is a way you can prevent cancer by getting something like this, like a colonoscopy. And speaking of that, let's go to our caller. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
I'm fine.
Listen, I wanted
That's to right.
real quick, good morning to Free Fire Radio. And I just wanted to make this call of appreciation in this very inconsistent world. One of the things I personally am able to count on and consistently appreciate is the Free Fire Radio program. I want to thank you, Carl, for your dedication to providing this forum of friends and features. And I can't tell you how much it means to me that you're here every morning. And thank you. Thank you for your effort. Thank you for your show. I appreciate it. And that's all I had to say.
John, thank you so much for that. That was, you know what, it's every so often, you know, you need an attaboy, and that was great. And I'll tell Linda about it.
Okay, and I'm serious to you, Bob, the whole gang, Linda, everybody. It makes my morning, and I wake up to it, and I appreciate it. Thank you for being there.
Well, you know, I couldn't do it without Bad Bob and Just Bob and the whole gang here. That's for sure.
You got a dedicated group of listeners, and we're here for you, too.
I know. You know what? You all are the reason that we're doing it, and I can't say enough about that chat pack and everybody else that supports us out there. It's a tough time in our economy, and the support you all give us is just invaluable, and we appreciate it.
Have a great day and a great show.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, let's bring in Senator Doug LaMalfa. Senator, thank you for waiting.
How you doing?
I'm fine. So what you? I got a phone call last night concerning the veterans' home.
Yes, sir.
And it wasn't great news, but it wasn't terrible news.
Well, it's live to fight another day type of news.
Yeah, I know.
That's how we would look at it.
Yeah.
So we had the budget item in our budget subcommittee yesterday. That was, it's one of those catch 22 things a little bit. It was funding for the other veterans' homes in California this year, but it didn't have the funding to ramp up the two new homes, the one down in Fresno, the one up in Redding, to get it started. Instead, it was just going to put enough money in there to keep a skeleton crew and keep the place from, I guess, getting moldy, so to speak. But it wasn't going to fulfill the goal, the promise of getting it ramped up on the schedule that we're on these days, that, you know, after the delays in building, etc. So we're instead of passing out that item in the budget, which, you know, the catch 22 part is you're also not passing the money to get the other ones funded for the year, the other veterans homes, Yountville and the ones in Southern California.
So they're not giving
us a time out on the thing to explore during the next few weeks how we can get this back in there and get the ramp up going of the Redding and Fresno homes.
So they're not going to let us open them up.
It's not over with yet, but they're...
But at least they're not going to just completely cut it out, though.
We're stopping them from cutting it out for the year right now. Yes, sir.
Right now.
Right.
Okay, so it's about time the veterans stood up and made a move.
I told a couple of those in the audience, now's the time to start really putting the full court press on the governor's office.
Well, as of starting today, and we're going to start a movement, and because that's obviously what it's going to take, because obviously Governor Brown and the people in power down there have relegated veterans to a second-class citizenship here. And maybe it's time for the veterans to come down to Sacramento. And I mean a lot of veterans.
You're right. It's go time now. This is it.
For those who
work with both regions, Fresno and Redding, to say, and do it respectfully.
I'm not talking about coming down and kicking in their doors, though. There's probably times you'd like to do that.
Wear the uniforms and just say, here we are. You've got to fulfill this promise.
Yeah, tell us again why you can give money to people that are here illegally and you cannot open up a couple of veterans' homes for wounded veterans, for aged veterans, and the other, but yet you can open up a multi-billion dollar road to nowhere.
Well, the interesting part, yes, is that about the same amount of budget item for the DREAM Act is the amount of budget item that it would take to fulfill this year's budget for opening the two homes.
Oh, so imagine that. So we give money to people that are going to school and they're here illegally, and yet you can't open up a veterans home.
And the amount for high speed rail just to pay the financing, to pay the debt service for the $2.7 billion, and again, that's only $2.7 billion out of $120 billion.
Yeah.
The financing for the little tiny amount, $2.7 billion, is $180 million a year. That's enough for 7 years of budget item that we're talking about.
Yeah, for the veterans.
For the veterans.
Now, this is,
instead for a little bit of high-speed rail, okay?
Yeah. I know, Doug. I know you're in there fighting the good fight. And, the problem is that the Democrats, and it is Democrats, who are controlling the legislature down there, the Assembly and the Senate, choose to ignore us. They are using the veterans as some kind of bargaining chip. And, frankly, I find it abhorrent. I find what they're doing repulsive and without honor. They are more than happy to accept the sacrifices of the veterans of this country and this state. But when it comes to supporting them like this, and this starts at the head of the VA in California. When he writes us a letter that says that, hey, suck it up. where do these people come from? I know you can't make a comment about that, but I can.
And maybe he's being directed to do that by people up above him.
But as a commander, and that's what he is, of troops, which is what he claims to be, then you know what? You take it in the chest.
and say, I'm not going to do that. We need to support the veterans, and that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, I can't make excuses for that. He was up there that hearing we had in Reading here a few weeks ago, and I asked him about that, and it's kind of a...
He couldn't look you in the eye, could he?
Shrug the shoulders thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not good, but this is the point for us, all of us, to be...
Well, it's time to stand up.
Be the voice to say, you've gone the wrong direction. You got money again. We talk about Dream Act, talk about high-speed rail, talk about all the other things in the state budget that... really aren't priorities. Heck, they're out there trying to buy up more land for habitat and flood zones and things like that. So we have all this money for other stuff, yet we can't fulfill what would be a fairly simple budget item and get this ramped up and get going. So
okay.
The federal government came through in good faith and fronted the money to get the home built. If they had known that this was going to be the play in California, would they have put the same money out? So
no.
At some point there's going to be a boomerang effect with what they promised the states when the states don't do their job.
Yeah. Okay, Senator. Well, I appreciate the catch up on this, and the whole thing is that the veterans are going to have to get organized for once and stand up to this thing. And I think that you may see something like that happening here within the next.
Well,
month.
Then that's good, and it doesn't matter which group it is or who's.
No, it's got to be all the groups.
Internal rivalries. Everybody has to be absolutely together on this.
On this one issue, I think we can put aside our petty differences, our 50 different groups up here in Shasta County, and come together, and throughout maybe the North State, and go on down there and stand there on the steps and say, look us in the eye and tell us we're second class citizens.
I don't think they can do that very long, can they?
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, thank you so much, Senator, for the heads up, and keep up the good fight. We're behind you on this.
Thanks for hanging in there and for making it very public.
We're going to make it even more public. Just listen.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. You know, this is another example of people using the veterans for a bargaining chip. You know, you're more than happy to send us off in harm's way, have us killed, and then not, when we come back, no treatments, not enough treatments, and then here's a veterans home that is already constructed and, with the lights on, and you can't move them in there because building a train to nowhere or funding illegals is much more important. We'll be right back.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Shoppers at Carmona's Appliance Center's annual private sale took advantage of huge savings on name brand appliances. I couldn't believe the selection and the prices on all the appliances I needed for my kitchen remodel. The sale was a huge success, but we still have a warehouse overloaded with appliances, so we've extended our sale prices to the public through Saturday the 25th. Our stores are bulging with washers and dryers, dishwashers, disposals, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, and more. All our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including floor models and one-of-a-kind items, are priced to move and back by our parts and service departments. Plus, 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, and at Carmona's, we'll meet or beat any local advertised price, or it's free with no credit check necessary. Your local brand source dealer is Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our appliance and mattress location at 330 Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Five Star Bank is here for you. For more than 10 years in the great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bach, 7:25 in the morning. Just had Senator Doug Emhoff on, talking about the Veterans Home. Again, we have the veterans have been. I've got children in the studio, and so we're going to go to them. We're here with talking with Daniel, and you're talking about
Shasta Junior Wolves.
There you go, and look at them; they are here and ready to rock. This is our junior football league, and they're getting ready to sign up tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay, tell us about this.
All right, tomorrow we're going to be down at Sports Authority. It's over on Churn Creek in the Target Shopping Center. We're going to be there starting at 9 o'clock. We'll go from 9 to noon for all our veteran players and then from 12 to 3 for all the new players. We got several of us here. We have cheerleaders. We have football players. We have adult leaders. We need volunteers. We need, all the typical stuff. Community support we get a lot of, but we need more. So, you know, we need the financial support. Right now we're running a fundraiser for selling candy bars, so you'll see the kids running around. Lots of fun stuff.
That's one of those candy bars that's sticking out of Bad Bob's mouth?
That's one of them.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah. And if he's not careful, one of those won't get home to Brenda either.
That's right.
He won't be happy with that.
Hey, Brenda, they gave him two just in case. You know, you don't see it. I'll tell Linda that later. I'll bring her one, but she's in the middle of a procedure right now. Okay, now what's your name there, little football player?
Tyrell.
Tyrell. Okay, now what position do you play?
Wide receiver.
Okay. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
You catch the ball?
Yes.
Are you fast?
Yes.
Do you have the moves?
Yes.
You do, huh? Okay, now look. Okay, take off your headphones. I want you. Okay, Bob, switch over to Terrell. Terrell, do you have a move in the end zone after you score?
I never.
Oh, you haven't done it. Okay, you can put them back on again. All right, I was just wondering if you had a move like when he scores. Now, look at those two little, look at those two cuties. That cheerleaders. Now, do you like having cheerleaders, Terrell?
Yes.
Okay, moving a little bit closer. So you like having cheerleaders, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, what's your name, honey?
Tamara.
What was that?
Tamara.
Tamara?
Yes.
Oh, aren't you cute? Do you like being a cheerleader?
Yes.
Great. And what's your name, honey? Come on over here. Talking to that.
Kristen.
Oh, look at you. Do you like to cheer? Can you jump up and down? Okay, and your name?
I'm Calvin.
Calvin, you're Daniel's young man, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have like the head of the whole organization right here. Is that right?
Yeah, my name is Leonard Witcher. I'm president of the organization.
Okay, so how can we help you? So how can people come down and they come in and sign up, right?
Correct.
Okay, tell us where again.
It's at the Sports Authority tomorrow. And what I'd like to do is, even if you're not involved, come on down, support the kids, and you can always come down and buy a candy bar, or if you want to, if you're inclined, just to help us out with some of the kids that maybe don't have the money to pay for the fees.
How much are the fees to play?
We got $250 per child.
Okay, what's that give them?
And that gives them their all their uniform gear, you know, some of the stuff that the association owns. But what they do is they will take home their football shirt. But, you know, we have the insurance, all those types of things that we have to take care of.
Okay, well, yeah, you have to because, you know, I started football when I was about your age. I had some great moves. Yeah, I played center. I didn't move very much, like 5 yards every time. Again, that's tomorrow down at Sports Authority.
Sports Authority.
And you can go down and sign up, and you can go down and help give by donating and buy the chocolate bars from everybody, right? Is there a phone number? I've got to run here because we've got 30 seconds.
There is.
Yes, 227-2833.
227-2833.
That's correct.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. Y'all look great, by the way. Ooh, you're just a cutie, aren't you? Just waiting, huh?
Well, thanks for your support.
Oh,
and I got to say, you know, the sailor was almost leaking out of me over that news on the veterans.
I tell you what, we're not finished with that yet. So let's just, and we're going to be counting on everybody. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We've got Special Olympics, and we have Bill Chappelle running for 4th District as soon as we get back.
The Fox Business Network. Markets are searching for direction on the last trading day of the week. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat, and that's despite consumer prices climbing in February, posting their biggest gain in 10 months. Prices increased 0.4% from January, fueled by a spike in gasoline prices that was in line with expectations, but the core CPI, which strips out food and energy costs, rose just 0.1%, slightly lower than what economists had forecast. And production in factories across the country rose for a third straight month in February. According to the Federal Reserve, output increased 0.3% from the month before. The gain follows even stronger increases in both December and January, which combined for the best two-month stretch since 1998. Overall, industrial production, which includes output by mines and utilities, remained unchanged. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Micro here, talking with Jim Twitchell, a real-life Ford service technician, about the importance of scheduled maintenance. But really, Jim, everybody knows it's important, right?
Scheduled maintenance is important, and that's what keeps your car running at optimum performance.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So you're kind of like a car doctor.
Definitely a car doctor.
I see.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. Your original Home and Garden Expo, March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to achieving your goals. Creating a new landscaping or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Inside the home, time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades, it's all there. And more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Don't miss it. There's something for everyone. Pick up your discount admission card at Palmer's Furniture, BCI Landscape, Integrity Heating and Air, or Carpet One. And find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. I'm Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is putting herself where her mouth is. You know, this is Cancer Awareness Month. Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And where's Linda today? colonoscopy. She's having that. She's called in. She's down there. And she's not calling during the procedure, of course. But, Amy, tell me that that's not taking a step forward, right?
That is amazing and awesome. I'm so proud of her.
And this is Amy, who's given us our health tip of the week, and she's with Adams and Speak Performance. So what's your health tip?
Well, I just want to let you guys know, I know we got spring coming up, right, and people are starting to get more concerned with losing weight. So just some little tidbits. I want to make sure people are aware that you got to be careful of how many simple carbohydrates you're taking in on your daily diet. So in other words, those processed carbohydrates, things that come in a box, crackers, cookies. Be careful of the simple breads. I want you to get whole wheat, whole grain breads. Remember that if it's white, it's like glue and it's going to stick to you. If it's brown, it's like poo and it's going to go on through.
You know what? You know, am I turned on here? Okay. You know, Amy, talking like that right now where Linda is probably, you know, are you poking fun at her?
No, I'm serious.
Well,
the more whole grains you get.
She has no problem with that today.
I thought it was perfect for the moment.
You know, the other day, too, was and Two and a Half Men, they had a whole show based on Charlie getting a colonoscopy. And I've got all these great jokes, and I was using them last night, and she just didn't find them amusing at all.
She will afterwards.
She was. You know what? She's very brave. Yes. Okay. Okay, so white is glue and brown is poo. Okay, got
that's it. Right. You want it to go on through so you have a healthy colon.
Well, that's what we want.
That's right.
Anything else? Are you still there?
I'm still here. My phone keeps cutting in and out.
Oh, okay. All right. Anything else? Okay, about losing weight.
You guys still there?
I am. Are you?
I am.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Amy. We'll just kind of let it go on that one. And thank you so much for calling.
You bet, guys.
I'll tell Linda you're making fun of her.
Oh, no, I'm supporting her with that.
You are
line.
Supporting her with that line. You know what? I'm sure she'll be happy to hear that as we take her out afterwards to eat a whole grain breakfast.
With lots of fruits and vegetables.
There you go. Okay, Amy from Adams and Speak Performance, we always love having you on there, Amy.
Guys, have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, now, with us, joining us today, our friends from the Special Olympics, we have Kurt Tollefson, Denise Caldwell, and Rick Graham. And let's start with Kurt. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Carl. It's good to be here. Thank you for having us.
Well, you know what? Y'all do a lot of good things and with Special Olympics. And it's getting to be, I know that we have different events during the year, but we're getting ready to have I think the All-Star Basketball Games coming up. Is that correct?
Well, for that's the Lion, Rick Graham is here the Reading Breakfast Lions to chat about that. What the Special Olympics is having this weekend is its regional basketball tournament at Enterprise High School.
That's where I got confused. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, that's this weekend at
yes.
Enterprise High School. Okay,
yes.
Now tell us about that.
Well, this tournament involves teams from six Northern California counties. We're going to have about 250 athletes. They'll be playing Saturday and Sunday. The opening ceremonies start at 10 o'clock on Saturday. And there'll be a lot of different athletes, a lot of different skill levels. And I would encourage folks who are interested to come out and watch the athletes play because it's a wonderful experience. It really is to see these men and women
I've participated in Special Olympic events too in the golf, and I've just something that people need to go out and support and to see these athletes, and they are athletes. Well, I mean, they will surprise you, and you know, you may have this idea, you know, that's probably wrong about their ability, and it's a good effort, and it's by people like yourselves. They're putting this on, and this is a way of raising money also to help the Special Olympic program.
Well, it is. It's mainly to give them a chance to compete in basketball, which is one of the major sports that Special Olympics offers. And we are raising money. They're having some volunteers who man the snack booth. Admission is free. So, again, folks are encouraged to come out. I would say one of the things that I really enjoy is the volunteer effort, and that's something that Special Olympics up here always needs, is a number of volunteers to help us provide coaching and opportunities to the athletes. There are about 350 athletes, I believe, here in Shasta County that are served by the various programs, and Here with us today is Denise Caldwell, who's a real role model for me. She's the area coordinator and does so much that when I first met Denise through my wife, it just encouraged me. And the more I see of the people here who volunteer and provide their time, it just provides me energy to keep on going.
Oh, hi, Denise. Welcome.
Hello.
Okay, move in a little bit closer, and we'll turn you up a little bit. Okay, hi.
Hi.
Okay, you're the area coordinator for the Special Olympics. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I just coordinate all of the programs, the practices, and make sure all the kids are in the right sports at the right levels and getting their athlete medicals in and that they have a good time.
How many athletes do we have?
About 350.
Is that just in the Redding or Shasta County, or is this the North State area?
Shasta County.
Shasta County. So we have about 300 athletes that participate in this.
About 350.
350. And what are the different sports?
We have basketball, tennis, soccer, bowling, swimming, softball, aquatics.
Okay, so you just kind of cover the whole gamut there,
we do.
Huh?
We're year-round. It's a year-round program.
And you said track, I think?
We haven't done track and field for about 9 years because it's so hot here in Redding.
Oh, really?
Yeah. <That's
all right. laughs> Hey, our guests here are from the Special Olympics, and we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to catch up on other things that are going on with the Special Olympics and also the basketball game and the All-Star basketball game, too. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. At 8 o'clock, we're having Bill Chappell coming in. He's running for 4th District Supervisor. We want to find out what he wants to bring to the plate.
I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful CARS customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to CARS since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to CARS?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. CARS all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to CARS?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to CARS.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at CARS.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530 605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. Linda's down at the doctor's today doing her part to expand everybody's knowledge on Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and she's having a colonoscopy. And she's called in already, and I don't think she's calling right now for various reasons. 7:45 in the morning, Bad Bob. We haven't given the weather yet.
Well, Carl, looks like it's going to be rain and showers as we head into the weekend. Today's high will be around 56 degrees, overnight low of 41, and then lots more rain coming up next week, so fill the lake. Right now we are showing 52 degrees in Redding, and as always, the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, remember, there's music out there this weekend, and Ann Coulter is coming to town. There's still a few tickets left. Ann Coulter is coming to town. She's speaking out in some old vineyards. And then there's, for a select group, if you buy your tickets there, is you could have dinner with Ann. So give them a call at 474-5546. 474-5546. People are writing it down on their palms as I'm standing here. They're writing it down. Don't worry, I'll talk to you all later. So I'll go get these tickets sold. See if you listened every day. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Just go on down to 3208 South Market Street and see Jeff. If you've got a chip in your windshield or a crack up to 24 inches, he'll fix it. He guarantees his work. I can't say enough about it. Give him a call at 241-8373. Now, back to Special Olympics. And we have Kurt Tollefson here. Tollefson,
call me Ray, anything is worth flying.
Kurt. And Denise Caldwell, who is the coordinator of Special Olympics. And we've got Rick Graham here, Breakfast Lions Club. And Rick, you're doing something really special to help out with the Special Olympics.
Absolutely. The Redding Breakfast Lions, Carl, are very happy to have as a venue, the food venue, at our 17th annual Lions All-Star Basketball Game on April 1st. All of the proceeds that they collect at that venue, the food venue, will be... we'll stay with the Special Olympics, and we really need to thank the generosity of Simpson University, because without their care and what's going on in this community, we could not have offered that and had everything, 100% of their proceeds. We want it to be big. Please come out and support the Special Olympics.
When's that going to be? It'll
be April 1st, Sunday, April 1st. We have from 29 high schools in the North State, 58 coaches. We have 55 kids, boys and girls, graduating senior high school boys and girls that are going to show off their 4 years of expertise in basketball. It's a lot of fun. Simpson University is doing a great job trying to help us promote this. All proceeds from that go right back to our community and help our kids in our community. So 100% of it goes back. We want to give our special thanks to Simpson University. They are just bending over backwards to help the Redding Breakfast Lions put on this event. Now we have an opportunity to do really something special for the Special Olympics, and we're very glad they're there, and it's very important. So please come out April 1st, Simpson University, girls game at 4, boys game at 6. Thank you very much, Carl.
Well, Rick, you know what? You guys do a lot for the community, Breakfast. You know, you've got, you are supporting a lot of things in this community, and our hat goes off to you too. We're more than happy to support you all and your endeavors too. You know that.
Yes.
Okay, let's go back to Denise and put her on the spot again. Okay, Denise, we've got 350 athletes throughout Shasta County. When you talk about, is there special qualifications for somebody to join the Special Olympics? How do parents find out, or who do they talk to get their children entered?
Well, all they have to do is contact us. We're in the phone book. We're online.
What's your phone number?
SpecialOlympicsShastaCounty.org, and the phone number is 241-3060.
All right, and this is the number of your athletes growing, shrinking?
We have seen it growing over the last 10 years.
Moving a little bit closer
Seen it growing over the last 10 years. We seem to be growing in numbers, whether that's there's just more individuals out there, or if more are being diagnosed, or more are moving into the area.
Or the identification of it.
Or people wanting to
participate in this. Great. Okay, Kurt, the last thing on is that, okay, so we have the, it starts Saturday?
Yeah. Excuse me, Carl. Yes, tomorrow, Saturday at 10 o'clock at Enterprise Gym will be the opening ceremonies. We have quite a very impressive ceremony. Mike Ferrier from actually the Enterprise Lions Club.
Yeah, Mike.
He's going to do the national anthem and bring one of his flags, his large flags,
mm-hmm.
out there for the athletes to hold. So we're pretty excited about that. One thing, if I could, I think we need to mention is the whole program wouldn't be possible without the generosity of the volunteers and the sponsors we have in the community. And there's so many. One of the major ones you heard from the Breakfast Lions Club is helping us out. And we would be remiss we didn't mention the Reading Pro-Am, which is our biggest single sponsor for the event. They help us so much every year and allow Denise and all the volunteers to put on these programs for the athletes.
That's out at Riverview, right?
Yes, sir, it is. Uh-huh. That's out at Riverview.
We participate in that. And it's a good event there.
It's a wonderful event, and again, we thank all of them for their help and their support. One thing we're going to be doing to help raise funds for the program is to sell ball drop tickets at the tournament this weekend, and those tickets will allow the lucky participant to win up to $5,000. Plus, we have a trip, week stay in Cancun. It's second prize, so there's quite a lot of nice prizes, and all the proceeds of that we're going to help Special Olympics too. So,
and third prize is 2 weeks in Cancun, right?
Well, we can work that out.
All right. And then when's the Pro-Am going to be?
June. It's the second week in June.
Okay. So that means Bad Bob can go out there and you can practice, because you only have to practice one thing. Bad Bob is hitting the ball off the first tee when everybody's looking at you. After that, you just pick up the ball and just drive. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Anything else? Last thoughts here?
No, I think we've said all. Thank you for having us, Carl. We appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate everything you all do for the community. You know, Breakfast Lions Club and Denise, Coordinator of Special Olympics. Kurt, you play such a big part in it also. And, again, another great reason to live up here in Reading in the North State, in Shasta County, and, well, just the North State, period. People like you all that reach out and help people and give a lot more back to the community. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we just got a couple rants, and then we're going to be talking politics with one of the people running for supervisor for 4th District. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Customer service? Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Sherry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world, family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
What's that sound? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Colonel Linda Bott. Linda's
shouldn't even go there.
Linda is on the table as we speak right now.
Caused March quite a stir in the chat room because somebody named Linda logged in and everybody's going, "How's that happening?" You
know, Linda, and I'm going to tell you what, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have a great place there with Espresso Joe's with that great coffee. And look, today is a great time to go in there and see them. Also, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet and beat any price on tobacco products right here in the city of Reading. And I tell you what, support our local businesses. Support the people that live here. Support the people that give back to the community like Joe and Shelley do at Tobacco and Brew. I can't say enough about it. They have special coffee brews during the month. And they just have all types of great deals there. And like I said, veterans get a discount. So, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. Time for a little rant here. You know, I was doing stuff, you know, I was looking at things yesterday. Let's talk about, you know, a couple, you know, I can talk about the dispensaries that now they can open, maybe they can't. Frankly, the medical dispensaries, I don't understand the rulings either way. But I can take it all back to one person who has caused all of this problem. Holder. And Obama. Oh, God, he's blaming Obama again. The reason is that when Holder said he was not going to, that the feds weren't going to do anything with the state, then we have had this eruption in dispensaries. Now, should people, if they need medical marijuana for them, you know, for their pains and ailments and whatever? Yes, yes. But when the initiative was passed, there was nothing that went along with it. So now you put the cities in the middle of a brouhaha where it says, this is illegal and the feds are coming after you. But you can't put any type of restrictions on them. You know because it's an illegal operation. So how can you put restrictions on them on an illegal operation? No, frankly, I don't understand. You know, I know Judge Baker. He seemed like a good guy. I don't understand this ruling, and I don't understand why the feds have done this, except that they are totally screwed up, which is not unusual. So here we are. You can have a dispensary that has 9 plants. Is that what it is? We're going to get somebody on here, hopefully from both sides, that will explain this to us one more time. Why, you know, if you have a dispensary, is that what it said, 9 patients or 9 plants? I'm not sure. But Francie Sullivan says, my heart goes out to everybody. Well, Francie, my heart goes out to everybody, too, because I don't understand this. Because I don't understand how you can have something that's illegal on the federal level and legal at the state level, but on the city level and county level, you can't regulate it. All right. Got a couple minutes left before we have Mr. Chappelle in here. How about this? Okay, this is just a quickie. Trailheads. All the people go out there, go on the trailheads, and you go running and hiking and all that. Have more break-ins, my friends. More break-ins. So be careful. Don't leave anything in your car that you can see from the outside. Put it in the trunk or something or take it with you. Always make sure you're carrying that concealed weapon. That was just an idea.
That is sad commentary.
Yeah, weird. So, you know, more break-ins at this time of the year. What else? Gas going up again. Gas going up again. And, you know, the thing about it is, it's... When it was $2 a gallon, people were screaming at the President Bush. It's it's nearing $5 a gallon. And do you see hear the same screams from CNN or MSNBC? No, because that means we're just saving energy. We're saving oil because the price of gas is so high. There's more to it than that. We got to get out of here. We'll be back after the news. We'll have Bill Chappelle here. We're going to be talking about what his plans are for the county if he wins in the 4th District. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Putting America on notice in Afghanistan.
It is by all means the end of the rope here.
President Hamid Karzai says America has not cooperated in the handling of the army sergeant suspected of killing 16 Afghan civilians last Sunday, a soldier now headed from Kuwait to the U.S. Fox's Connor Powell has more live from Kabul.
Ron, President Karzai claims American investigators are not cooperating with Afghan officials into the murders of 16 civilians by a U.S. soldier. Many Afghans here believe there must have been multiple shooters responsible for those murders, but U.S. officials say there was only one rogue soldier. Afghans believe U.S. investigators are hiding evidence, and Karzai wants answers that U.S. officials privately say don't exist, Ron.
Connor, Republican presidential candidates aren't just getting criticism from one another.
We're about promoting the private sector. They're about protecting the privileged sector.
Vice President Biden yesterday in Ohio, preceding President Obama's appearances today in Chicago and Atlanta. Republican Mitt Romney says the administration doesn't get it.
What we're seeing today is the result of a president who doesn't understand how the economy works. Look, he's an economic lightweight.
Romney today in Illinois, where a new Rasmussen poll shows him in the lead ahead of Tuesday's primary. Long lines of people waiting this morning for iPads. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown, live in Miami.
Ron, people are buying up the new iPad 3 after spending all night in lines in front of Apple stores.
Look up recipes at kitchen, my wife does that. I look up for stocks and different news.
He was at the head of the line in Tampa this morning. In Orlando, deputies stopped a heist. Two Best Buy employees were looking to steal all the iPads. They even prevented coworkers from coming in on time.
And they went to one of the employees' house and cut a hole in his tires, so only that one manager would have shown up this morning.
Police claim they were dressed in black and were planning to take hostages too, Ron.
Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by May 31st, 2012 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon just by using your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card linked to SpeedPass. Maximum 100 gallons per account eligible for rebate. Offer valid for only one account per person. Allow 90 days to receive rebates.
The former Secretary General who was sent to meet with Bashar Assad is reporting back to the United Nations on the violence in Syria. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is live in London.
That's right, Ron. He's sending a team to Damascus next week to work out if peace monitors might be deployed in Syria. UN former Secretary General Kofi Annan right now briefing the UN Security Council from Geneva today. He's to make public comments shortly. He's proposing a plan that includes a ceasefire, aid, and talks with Syria's opposition. But separately, one opposition leader has already apparently ruled out talks with what he calls a murderous regime. Ron?
Alistair, Republicans will ask the Senate next week to work on something that the country does not have, a budget.
At home, you balance your budget, businesses, and it's just absurd that our country doesn't have a budget right now.
Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire, with the two parties lacking agreement on so many areas of spending, Congress has kept the country running for years with a series of continuing resolutions. It's the third day it's had the Rutgers University spy cam case.
The jury in New Brunswick, New Jersey is trying to decide this question. Was Darun Ravi intentionally trying to intimidate Tyler Clementi because his Rutgers roommate was gay? After Clementi found his dorm room encounter with another man was secretly recorded and put online, Clementi jumped to his death off the George Washington Bridge. Ravi faces 15 charges with penalties that include up to 10 years in prison or deportation. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
How badly was your bracket busted yesterday? Many watching the NCAA men's basketball tournament can blame one of the usual suspects. After making an unlikely trip to last year's Final Four, Virginia Commonwealth delivered another upset win yesterday, eliminating Wichita State 62-59. The tournament resumes with 16 more games, starting in a little more than an hour. On a seven-day winning streak, the Dow is up again right now, but by just 14 points. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, the 16th of March, 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop in there with the chat pad. Listen to us on your computer. And also, if you want to see what we look like in this strange little environment we're in, just go to livestream.com/freefireradio.com. And there we are. And I'll just wave at you right now. Hey, they're okay. Of course, I'm here with Bad Bob, who's on the phone right now, so we won't put him on the spot. Linda is not here because Linda is putting herself where on something she believes. This is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, my friends, and Linda is having a colonoscopy as we speak. She called at 7:05 to tell us that she was there and getting ready and everything was cool. And, of course, we're... She's not talking to us now, I assume, because she's probably right in the middle of the, what do we call it, procedures, right?
She's in the twilight zone.
She's in having a procedure. You know, when you're over 50, you start having procedures. You know, you look down at people that haven't had procedures yet.
I
had a procedure today. What's the weather look like, Bad Bob?
Well, if you like what we've had, you're going to like it even more over the weekend. 100% chance rain, a high of 56. The overnight low will be around 41, and that wind's going to ease up, going to be calm overnight, but maybe half an inch of rain in addition. The lake came up like a foot yesterday. That's good news for the upcoming summer. It's only actually about 50 feet down from the top, so that's excellent news. Right now we have 52 degrees in Redding, and as always, the weather reports are brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, it's a short ride out of Palo Cedro up there. They have, of course, great food, great music this weekend on the Saturday. They're going to have dinner and music up there. And, of course, Ann Coulter is coming to town on March the 23rd. How can you miss Ann Coulter? She was on the show Monday. And what a great lady. She was a very, very gracious person. And her new book, it's demonic, and the story about liberals. And I mean, she kind of tied that together. It was really interesting to see how she did that.
Hey, Carl, we just got a alert from Caltrans. If you happen to be heading towards the coast, both lanes, State Route 299 in Trinity County, about 1.4 miles west of Big Bar, blocked at this time. No further information whether it's going to be a long-term closure or what, but as is typical this time of year, closure on 299. So if you're on your way to Eureka, you may want to rethink your plans.
Going that way. Okay, thanks a lot, Bad Bob. We'll try and keep that up as we go along. Hey, we're going to go to our friends over there at Wells Fargo Advisors and Chris Lasonda. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are modestly higher. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 15 points at 13,267. The S&P 500 adding 2 points at 1,405, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 3 points at 3,059. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 606 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Intel up 13 cents at 27.87, Microsoft down 3 cents at 32.81, Apple up $3.20 at 588.60, and Google's up $1.70 at 622.84. Stocks of local interest, Costco down 90 cents at $90.55, North Valley Bank up 16 cents at 11.66, and Home Depot's down 7 cents at 49.13. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.33%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.37. Oil is up 67 cents a barrel at 105.78, and precious metals are higher with gold up 27 cents an ounce at 16.58 even, while silver is up a dime at $32.60 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the rating office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Welcome back. And thank you so much, Chris. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they are located out on Park Marina Drive. And stop by if you want some good financial advice. And see Chris and Kathy and Susan and the rest and Josh. Say hello to them. Go on, just see what they have on. They've also got a bunch of free booklets there that can help you with taxes and investment things. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Of course, the chat pack is firing up, and our guest today, Bill Chappelle, is running for the 4th District, if I get this right, because there's I got 47 people I'm trying to keep track of. We're going to make a wire diagram here, Bad Bob, of where everybody is and who they're running it for and what they're running at. And Bill's going to come in, and we're going to talk to Bill so you all get to know him and see what his plans are if he wants here in the district. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team, working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Hi, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio with your host, Carl Lebault. And Bad Bob Obama.
Almost forgot.
Yes. St. Paddy's Day tomorrow, my friends. St. Paddy's Day. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the crew today at Crown Motors in Redding. They will take care of your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram, and take care of it very well. They carry a selection of used cars and trucks and SUVs to fit every need. And you know what? They are a local business, and they take great pride in the work they do. They take great pride in working with the customers. And all you have to do is go in there and say, you know what? I'm interested in this type of car, new or used, and Crown Motors will help you. They will help you with their people. They will help you by doing just great work for you. That's Crown Motors right here in Redding. It is St. Paddy's Day tomorrow, and we haven't really been singing or dancing. And it's too bad Bob's not wearing green because I'd reach over and smack him. But it's not St. Paddy's Day. So, hey, we are welcoming to the show today Bill Chappelle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. And you are running for the 4th District?
Yeah, it would be County Supervisor District 4, which includes all the Shasta area comes into Shasta Lake City and it doglegs over east down to Highway 44.
Okay, that's me. I'm just trying to adjust. I'm just trying to adjust your microphone running around here doing that. And of course, then there's silence after you finish talking. Okay. A lot of people running for
fourth
district.
Yeah, there looks like there's six of us.
Six of Okay. Now, Bill, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, Carl, and that's a good idea because, you know, maybe you can get a little idea what my political interests are also. I'm going to start off, and I'm going to do this really quick. I was born in San Francisco. I ended up in the trades. I was a mechanic for several years. I ended up being a service manager. Got into the teaching field. I've got experience teaching with the California Youth Authority. I taught at Preston, and I also taught in the community college level for several years down the Bay Area. In 78, we decided to move up here, and I bought a marina called Lakeshore Resort. So I've been a businessman. We've had up to 40 employees. I've dealt with the different government entities. We've had 32 different government entities trying to control us at any one time, and dealt with them all through the 25 years I was up there. And lately, I've ended up getting into real estate, and I kind of see what's happening with our political agenda, and it really is alarming, and I really think that we need to get a handle on this before we don't have a handle to get on anymore.
Okay. And you see at the county level, what's your vision for the county here? I mean, you see that is the county too controlling? Is it laying too many restrictions on people? Is it?
You know, Carl, what's happening? You know, when you let's go just a little bit bigger with the federal. What's happening with our federal government and what's coming down the pike and the different rules and regulations? I know Obama has signed in 3,000 executive orders and 350 new EPA regulations, which I'm sure not a lot of people even understand what they're about yet. We've also got the state of California that's gone to almost 1,000 new laws in just the past couple, 3 years. And so what's happening is that we're getting overimposed with all these different regulations, and a lot of people really don't understand them. So my idea is that if we can't control the big elephant, eat the elephant one bite at a time, if we have to, the states need to pull away and get a little bit more independent from the federal government, and the counties, they need to have some independency from the state government, because things that are coming down that are blessed by the state won't necessarily be blessed by at least the citizens in Shasta County when they finally find out what's really coming down.
Okay. I think overburdensome of laws and everything and rules. We've had people on here from the county themselves say there's so many rules and regulations, they can't even enforce them all. They don't have the people or the wherewithal, so you've got to kind of pick and choose which ones they're going to enforce, which I find, if as long as common sense is being used here, but when you have that many rules and laws, I mean, if you're going to make so many laws that everything you do or something you do is illegal, somebody's got to stand up to that. Is that where does it start? City, county?
Well, I think what we need to do is we need to look at what's coming down from the state, and then we need to decide as a county whether that's something we want to go forward or not. And I think that's that. To me, that needs to be brought out to the public. Okay, the public has to decide their direction. And unfortunately, what happens when a lot of people get into offices, you don't hardly see them anymore, and they're not available. I know on my advertisement, my phone number will be on there. I've had several people tell me I'm crazy, but, you know, I want to be a person that I have contactability. I want to be able to represent the people of Shasta County and their concerns. And I think that then we bring that in and we bring those issues to the state and stuff, and then we try to correlate that stuff with other counties and see if we have some main interests that we can put initiatives together.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break a little bit early because I'm going to come back, have a little more time. But I want to talk to you about Churn Creek Bottom, city and county tax sharing, crime realignment. Topics that are going across what everybody is concerned about, and also management of the different departments within the county. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR. Our guest, Bill Chappell, who is running for the District 4 County Supervisor position. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
He was counting. I first produced me pistol, and I then produced me rapier. Take stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. Mushering the doodle-da. Where call the daddy-o? Where call the daddy-o? There's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money, and it made a pretty penny.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice.
If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Can you fix a water leak for me? Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. She explained, she lived in a small town in another county, and no one there could find the water leak in her car. She said, it's so bad that the car fills with water, and I have ruined two pairs of shoes. As we walked out to the car, I couldn't help but notice she was very nicely dressed, but she wore black rubber farm boots that went to her knees. I learned that the car had been repaired the previous summer after a major collision. The floorboards in the front and back seat area were full of water, about 3 inches deep. My inspection revealed the unibody was still bent, and the repairmen had simply drilled new holes to mount the hood and fenders to the body. The original mounting holes were left open, allowing water to enter the passenger compartment. Fortunately, she had a good insurance company, and they authorized us to do a proper repair. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss the 2012 Boondocker Ball to benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. March 31st, join your friends for a 1940s USO-style event at the Redding Jet Center at Municipal Airport with social hour at 5:30 and dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Music provided by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Tickets are on sale now at Jones Ford on East Cypress and Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. You can also call 378-2280. More information at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
For 1806 we set sail from the Cold Quay of Cork, and we were sailing away.
Hey, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio on the day before St. Patty's Day. 8:22 in the morning, Carl Linda Bott.
March 16th, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems. It's right down on 1358 Market Street. Let me tell you about our friends down at Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. They're going to give away a $300 tattoo to one local veteran. That's a $300 tattoo to a lucky veteran. All you have to do is go down there and sign up. Go down to the corner of Market and Tehama at 1358. Go in and just sign your name up, and you can win a $300 tattoo. Now, that could be a new tattoo. It could be one that kind of freshens up the one from the 40s or 50s or 60s or 70s. Or it could be used to cover up those names that are on your body that probably your present wife or girlfriend does not like, which is what Bad Bob is doing. They are there, open 7 days a week.
I have never been inked, but for some reason I'm actually considering it since I met
Bad
the folks
Bob,
down there.
That is, you know what? They are a great group. They have a very, very clean place, and that's the big thing. And they're professional. And they can, you know, they've got standards down there that probably you won't find in most of the other ink places here in town, or maybe even in the North State. Mention this ad, mention you hearing it, and you get 20% off a tattoo to the end of the month anyway, but you can win that $300 one. That's Nathan's Anthems Tattoos and Piercings. Our guest, Bill Chappelle, and he's running for the 4th District Supervisor position. And we have John on the line. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
You know, John, I am doing fine. I guess Linda should be out pretty soon from where she's doing.
You know, it's incredible to have listened to Linda last week when she said she was looking forward to this. I understood what she was saying. I can't ever say that I've ever really looked forward to them.
Well, you know what? The thing is that I have been hounding her about this for years.
Oh, she's looking forward to you to stop hounding.
That's probably what it is. And, you know, the thing about it is if you love somebody, you want them to take care of themselves. That's
yes,
the big
indeed.
Thing.
I agree with you.
Okay. So you have a question then for Bill.
I do. Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
I have to say that so far you have got me, you know, if I was in your district, I'd be inclined to vote for you of the candidates that I know that are running.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Unfortunately, I'm not there. But I do have some questions for you that I'd like you to address if you could. The first one is, we have major crime issues in the county. And when I say major crime issues, we've got four patrolling sheriffs for the entire county on a daily basis. I'm talking about patrol officers that are responding to needs of the county in regards to law enforcement. This is inadequate. It's really, really breaking at the seams. Even when there is action taken, they run into the jail and they run right back out again. The new jail proposal is on the table. There's a major mess with that because there's a funding issue of $6.5 million that they've dumped on the sheriff and said, you find the money because the Board of Supervisors can't. I don't understand why he's responsible for finding the money. I'm wondering if you see anything other than concealed carry as an alternative way to improve the safety of the citizens of this county.
Well, you know,
a lot of words there, huh?
Yeah, well, it's fine. You know, earlier I said that I worked at, I actually taught at California Youth Authority. It was Preston School of Industry.
I was impressed when you said that.
We had all the incorrigibles of the state of California, all the violent crimes. Our average age was 20.1. And what I saw there is a release and without a backup plan. And I think where the whole, if we go right back to the basic start of the criminal system when they're in jail, when they get released, they're out and there's nothing to do. And if they go back to their old ways, which that's all they know, then there's going to be more crimes committed. We have to produce a system that if we're going to put these people out on the street, that they actually have something behind them that they can have some sort of a sellable skill, that they can get themselves unemployed some way, or they can actually get into a house. You know, I've always envisioned having a house that maybe could hold 100 or so people, that they would come there, we would feed them, we would be responsible for their education. If they got, it would be zero tolerance. If they got into drugs or alcohol or anything else, they can smoke cigarettes, that's fine. But anything with drugs, they're out. We would get them into an education. It would benefit Shasta Community College and any other online program we could introduce to them. We would have computers there. And get them some skills. And if we get them skills, I mean, they may not get jobs in Shasta County, but they'll be able to move on. And then that gets into their parole and where they've been paroled and how strict they are and everything else. So it will take a cooperation with several departments. Sure.
Theoretically, I like that idea, and I think it's sound. I've been to a combined meeting of all law enforcement and other police peoples, including parole and everybody else, and we all have identified that as a salient solution in the future. You know, theoretically, it is sound, but we're dealing with crime on the street today. And whereas it would be great to change the culture and reduce recidivism and all the rest of it, mm-hmm. it doesn't take care of the criminal at our front door today. I'm putting a load on you here, and I'm not expecting you to come up with a solution. I keep saying that really it's boiling down to, in this county, concealed carry.
Yeah.
And I'm not just trying to promote that. I'm just saying that the reality is, how else are we supposed to deal with this mess?
Well, it is a problem, and there isn't any immediate answer. And you know, and obviously, if I had the golden carrot that I could
right.
pop out of the box, I'd be ultra rich right now because I'd be going all over the United States and selling the program. Because I'm sure a lot of all the different counties and stuff have the same problems, and I'm sure LA and San Francisco have got to be way worse, Sacramento way worse than we are. But you know, it's
on a more salient point,
mm-hmm.
something you can deal with.
Yeah.
If you get into office, there has been some criticism about staff and its single-handed and high-handed methods of operation within the county. Are you willing to look at staff as something that is adjustable, that you can go ahead and criticize and improve? They serve at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors, but the Board of Supervisors just seems to rubber stamp their performance. Are you prepared to make some changes?
Yes, I am. Okay, yeah, and I'll tell you, I'm really for not more government, less government. I'm also want to be the people's representative, okay? And I want to do that with reason and common sense and not with the political agenda. I'm not a politician. I come from an educational background and also a businessman, and the politicians have got to go because they just slap each other on the back and they continue with the same practices that have led us into the detriment that we're in right now.
Okay, well, hey, John, we've got it, John.
Okay, I'm through.
Well, we've run out of time here on this one. Yeah, we've got to go to the... Hey, John, thank you so much for your... Because I want to follow up on that one, too, John.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because I want to talk about that bill when we get back. And also Churn Creek and a few other things. Churn Creek Bottom, you know, have addressed realignment, I think. But there's, you know, some tax sharing ideas and some other things. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Bill Chappelle, who's running 4th District County Supervisor.
Radio on Lillian Wu. The American soldier suspected in the massacre of Afghan civilians is on his way back to the U.S. right now and to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas from Kuwait, where he was being held and his presence unwelcome.
Kuwaitis are angry he arrived on their soil without warning. The soldier had served 3 tours in Iraq and, according to a published report, didn't want to serve another tour, his first in Afghanistan.
Fox Radio's Emily Wither. Afghan President Hamid Karzai blasting the U.S., saying we're not cooperating in the investigation, airing doubts there was only one gunman.
The story of the village elders in their fictives is entirely different. They believe it is not possible for one person to do that.
And actor George Clooney arrested outside the Sudanese embassy in D.C. after protesting the country's blockade of food aid in the war-torn country. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Letters on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win at Wind River Casino. And come on and win a free ride. Here you have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Can-Am Spyder Roadster. It has 3 wheels, endless possibilities. It's unlike anything on the road. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Can-Am Spyder Roadster. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Mondays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, March 29th, where you could ride off on your very own Can-Am Spyder Roadster. For more information on Wind River's Come On and Win a Free Ride Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new Can-Am Spyder Roadster. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep, Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire over radio with Carl O'Bott and Bad O'Bob at 8:34 in the morning on March the 16th, the day before St. Paddy's Day. Linda isn't here. She's in the middle of her procedure.
Poor Linda.
Everybody knows about it. I put it out on Facebook. But she went, hey, look, she said, this is my way of raising the awareness of colon cancer and how you can help prevent it. And you can do that, of course, by a colonoscopy. And that's the procedure we keep talking about. And, you know, really, I should say is, you know, that there's great lines from colonoscopies like, hey, would you mind writing me a note after this and telling my wife that my head really isn't up there? You know, things like that. Anyway, if you find a Buick, let me know. How about we just split 50-50 anything you find? But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and Lon give great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors, man's last stronghold. What can I say? That's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I heartily recommend them. That's where I get my haircut. That's where Bad Bob gets whacked every couple of weeks. Cypress Square Barbershop. And you need one, don't you?
I'm overdue.
You're overdue. Here. Let's just go down and get the weed whacker out. Okay, our guest Bill Chappelle here is running for the county supervisor for the 4th District here. We've been talking about controlling government and representing the people and all that. There's one big question that keeps coming up, Bill, and this is the Churn Creek bottom, the mall that's there that Hawkins has bought the land and wants to put a mall there. There's a cow. Which one is it? Caltrans. Caltrans has got a lawsuit against the county because they don't like the way that the off ramp is, on and off ramp is. What are your thoughts about one Churn Creek and what's going on with that?
Well, you know, I've talked to a few people about it. I haven't talked to the side that really wants to promote it, but it did come out of Hawkins Development out of Boise, Idaho, and these are the kinds of facilities they put in. They're well known for that. One of the confusing factors to me is just looking at it as a citizen. Let's see, we're going to develop Oasis and we're going to develop Knighton, and we have a lot of property we're developing in the city of Reading that's still vacant. And I'm kind of wondering, why can't we make a decision on what direction we're going to go in first? As far as the Knighton Road with this truck stop there and also the school, I used to have a big truck and pull in there and get fuel and stuff, and it looks to me like it could be a traffic hazard. Now, my understanding is that Caltrans has actually sued the county board of supervisors over their traffic pattern and their EIS. So those things are going to have to be cleared up before I think this thing should even be going forward, because if there are serious problems with it, serious enough, you know, generally government entities don't go against any other government entity. So to have that happen, that's serious. And those need to be reviewed, and they need to be reviewed. Now, what I heard is that they were trying to put that out for a public vote. So hopefully when they put that out for a public vote, they actually let the people know both sides and what's really happening.
Well, they are. They've got 11,000 signatures, and I think it's going to be on the ballot about that for Churn Creek Bottom. The other part then that adds to this is is the city and county sharing taxes. This comes up all the time too. And could there be a plan that the city and the county do some kind of tax sharing plan so we don't, you know, we're not at war building, you know, competing malls everywhere?
Well, that is another thing, because that particular project takes the tax base from the city and gives it to the county. And I'm sure the city's not real happy about that either. So, and you can't just take 100% away from somebody and give it all to another person and have a nice, viable solution to that problem, okay? I think that if the city and the city council and the county could come up with a plan that did sharing with tax revenues and percentages and so forth, and look at budgets and items that they were actually trying to promote that would be for the betterment of Shasta County and the betterment of the people. That's what I'm for. I think that would be a good viable alternative, because if there's some additional monies in one of the coffers and the other person can use it, or the other entity, I should say, then I think that would be a good viable solution to some problems.
Okay. The new jail that we're talking about building,
yes,
to house the hundreds of felons that we have that are walking around the streets because we have a revolving door concept of law enforcement forced on us by Governor Brown and his legislators. It's not Sheriff Pasinko's fault. It's not the Board of Supervisors' fault, but we have a problem here. And so one of the solutions is going out and building a new jail. What's your opinion on that, since they've already started working at that?
Well, I see they're starting work on it, and they're building a new jail. And, you know, what I don't know. What I'd like to do is I'd like to take a look at the new jail and the facility and what it would entail and everything. Because, I mean, if it's really, really expensive and something, we've got a lot of property out here. We might be able to take some people that are not all that violent and put them in more of a less secure institution that could probably come up with some education and stuff for them and everything and work with those people to try to get them where they come back out again. They're not going to, you know, re-enter the system again. The jail itself, as far as the building, it's very expensive. I understand it's going to put some impositions on budgets that basically we don't have anymore. And so is there another alternative besides the jail that would basically be a jail, but it wouldn't be an elaborate, very expensive, high-maintenance, high-utility building where maybe you could get people out there and they could actually do some good for the community and kind of somewhat support themselves? I mean, I know there's a lot of resistance to that, because if you start growing vegetables, then the vegetable people get mad. So there would have to be a something that's probably a service is not really provided very well, are too expensive or whatever, however it would work out. But I think if maybe the alternative is to look at a little bit of a different avenue.
Okay. Bill Chappelle is our guest, running for the 4th District County Supervisor position. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, 8:41 in the morning. March the 16th, the day before St. Patty's Day, and we're already starting to celebrate.
The pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you, must go and I must hide.
You trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Shoppers at Carmona's Appliance Center's annual private sale took advantage of huge savings on name brand appliances.
I couldn't believe the selection and the prices on all the appliances I needed for my kitchen remodel.
The sale was a huge success, but we still have a warehouse overloaded with appliances, so we've extended our sale prices to the public through Saturday the 25th. Our stores are bulging with washers and dryers, dishwashers, disposals, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, and more. All our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including floor models and one-of-a-kind items, are priced to move and backed by our parts and service departments. Plus, 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, and at Carmona's, we'll meet or beat any local advertised price, or it's free with no credit check necessary. Your local brand source dealer is Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and our appliance and mattress location at 330 Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by North Valley Bank, Business of the Year for 2011. Local banks doing great jobs for our community. And, you know, they're going out, they volunteer for things, they support our people, and they're not one of these large monolith banks that you'll never know who is in charge. North Valley Bank supports the community. Business of the Year for 2011, right here in Reading. That's North Valley Bank. Okay, on the phone. Hello, honey.
How are you feeling? Believe it or not, I've been to the procedure, and here's Dr. DeNuca. I'm going to put him on the cell phone right now.
Okay.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, Dr. DeNuca. So, how are we doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Carl. I want you and your listeners to know that this procedure did not hurt me at all. Now you can ask Linda how she did.
Yeah, people are wanting to know, where can they find a card that says congratulations on a successful colonoscopy? So,
you know, I have to tell you, the staff here has been probably one of the most amazing experiences that I've had. And the nurse is Army. You'll have to talk with him. He's a medic, and he's been out in the field and all that. He was amazing. Doctor was amazing. I could walk to the corner right now. It's just that fast. It's efficient. And I just can't recommend that everybody needs to do this over 50.
Well, can I pick you up in the Harley today?
You could pick me up in the Harley. It'd be fine.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know what this is? And this is one of those diseases that if you found early, it can be cured. And I just, you know what, honey, I applaud you for putting it out there. I mean, this is kind of like also kind of a private procedure, but everybody in the world knows now.
No, I mean, it's really just like when you have a mammogram, it's becoming more and more, you know, it's something that, you know, we all have the same, you know, parts in our bodies. And this is something that it's a preventative procedure, and I wanted to call in on that. He did find two polyps. He said they weren't cancerous, but he sent them off to the lab anyway.
Okay.
And that's what we do. I can't say enough about it's an easy enough procedure. And there we go. It was in and out during the show.
Okay. Well, that's like I said to our listeners and all you that it's a procedure that is something that can be done during the time of a radio show. It goes for a couple hours, and it's painless.
A medicine now where I'm not groggy. It's fast. I didn't feel a thing. And like I said, the staff was incredible.
Well,
doctor's still here. Do you have anything else to say? Okay, yeah. Dr. DeNuca was incredible.
Okay. Well, you know what? We'll pick you up here soon.
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
Everybody, I'm great.
Okay, honey. All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we have one of our people in the chat pack said that the Board of Supervisors has been supporting free colonoscopies for Shasta County citizens provided by the county staff directors. So, I mean, just... Okay. Okay, I can't believe I read that. Okay, Bill, our guest is Bill Chappelle, who is running for the 4th District Supervisor position. We talked about, one of the things also that comes up during all the conversations is concealed carry. And as John talked about it, but your thoughts on that, you know, because the sheriff is the one that issues the concealed carry permits. And do you see any restrictions or any differences on how he does this?
No, I think we're a fairly open county. I don't think we have a lot of problems, a lot of red tape. They've got to take a class and so forth to get through that program, and they're not putting a big hand up and trying to stop you. So it's more welcome. You know, I think we're getting into that era where, you know, concealed weapons are probably going to be something that's going to be part of your daily uniform. We have more violent crime people that are on the streets and so forth. We have some home invasions and so forth. And the countries that have the guns, their crime's not as bad. So we can't punish the citizens because of the criminals. So we need to keep the citizens at a place where they can protect themselves.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. I want to finish up here with getting some thoughts about what changes Bill would like to make or some of the things he'd like to bring to the county. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 8:50 in the morning on March the 16th. And, of course, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Sure, I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. With such power in your smiles, you're a stone you beguile, and there's never a teardrop should fall. With a lilt in your laughter like some fairy song.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. Your original Home and Garden Expo, March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to achieving your goals. Creating a new landscaping or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Inside the home, time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades, it's all there. And more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Don't miss it. There's something for everyone. Pick up your discount admission card at Axner Excavating, Family Carpet, Melinda's Interiors, or NorCal Satellite Emporium. And find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
So now smile, a smile for me.
In Mother McCree. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire.
Irish eyes are smiling.
Sure. like. Okay, thank you very much, Battle Bob. This is Carl and Obot, 8:55 in the morning for Free Fire O Radio. Here on the day before St. Patty's Day. And it's Friday, and I'm a little bit delirious. But I know somebody that's not delirious, and that's our guest. And that's Bill Chappell, who's running for the 4th District Supervisor position. And we've talked about Churn Creek Bottom. We've talked about the realignment program and jails and all that. Now, what would be some of the things you would do there, Bill?
Well, you know, Carl, because of my background, because I was a businessman and an educator, and I actually worked in an institution, I have a lot of experience in a lot of different areas. And I think, you know, for me, I mean, protecting private property rights is very important, okay? Because we're going to see that come down the pike that they're going to try and take some of that stuff away. Also protecting business rights and trying to attract new businesses. Businesses in Shasta County need somewhat of an open door. With the economy and everything the way it is, it's hard to get business stimulated. But I just did see something that came through in my realtor office. They were looking for 5,000 square feet for a small manufacturing place, and I think we could probably track some of those things because we do have attractive utilities and also labor rates. I think that part of the attracting business, we need to include tourism on that. We have an excellent lake up there, Shasta Lake, where we need to push Shasta Lake and get a lot of people up here. That puts money in the gas stations and in the grocery stores and so forth when they come up and use the lake. I would be an advocate of the county invoking coordination. I think coordination is a serious tool that needs to be used in any future planning to make sure the plannings that we do take care of the citizens of this county, not the political agenda, but the citizens. I want to advocate less government regulations. Like I said earlier, we have regulations coming down that are they're so abundant that nobody even knows what direction to go. I strongly oppose Agenda 21, and we can't get into that today, but it's something that's coming down, and some of these days we need to discuss it. Strongly oppose the raising of the Shasta Dam. That's going to take out the resorts. You don't raise a dam by just putting something on top. You've got to take the dam apart, get down to the basic blocks, and then come up back from there again. Very long process. There are other alternatives. I was in the water issues for several years. There's other viable alternatives that need to be considered that would have less impact and also cost less. I mean, you know, if that dam ever gave loose and it had another 18 feet of water in it, it already puts 3 feet of water in Sacramento. So your guess is as good as mine how much more to put in there. I would like to establish a more independent county because what I see what's coming down from the feds and then going into the state and then they're trying to impose this stuff on us, and I wouldn't say crap because that might not be the right word on the air, but you guys can decide what you want think of it. But I think we need to get our county independent. I think we need to represent the people. I think the people need their representation. I think that we need to let them know what's happening. I would put a website out. The issues would be on there. They can review them. They can comment me. I want to have an open-door policy so I understand everybody's concerns. So when we make a decision, it's a good decision for the whole area and everybody. And be more accountable to the Shasta County citizens, trying to keep the tax structure slow. I think that's with my business education background, a strong conservative. I want to be the people's representative. I want to actually represent the people in this county as a unit. And I think that instead of using political agenda, just use some common sense and reasoning. And then I think we can actually, you know, we try to what we do. We'll listen to the people's needs and we'll just go from there.
Okay. You've got a lot of things on your agenda there, Bill.
I have a lot of things on there, yeah, you know. Yeah, but, I mean, I think I feel strongly about all of them. So, I mean, it's like, you know, listen, you guys vote for somebody else, I'll tell you, you better address these issues with them and make sure they understand what's going on. We can't have status quo anymore. It's got to stop now or we're going to lose our rights, okay? And we're going to lose our rights as the United States of America.
Okay. Bill Chappell, running for the 4th District County Supervisor position. Thanks a lot, Bill, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Next Monday, we're going to have Brian Dahl on, who's running for the Assembly District that is in, and he's locked in Mortal Kombat with Rick Bassetti. He'll be on Monday and he'll be here in the studio. Be a chance to ask him what he thinks on water issues and all that. Now, we're going to be followed, of course, by Shasta Startup. Les Melberg is here today with our business show, our weekly business show on Fridays. And we're going to be discussing some other great successes right here in the North State when it comes to business. Unless we're going to have him on here in about a minute. Next week we have a number also. We've got Sheriff Basenko coming in. We have a number of other people that are running for office. We're looking at some guests that are going to be talking about the health care. This health care program is coming apart with this IPAB board. Is being a bipartisan attempt is being made to defund it and to take it out of the healthcare, Obama healthcare morass that's going on. And we'll talk a lot more about that next week. This is Carl Lindebaugh. Free Fire Radio. It's the good guys against the bad guys, my friends. Which are you?
And thank you very much for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my...
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lisa Brady. The verdict just announced at the webcam hate crimes trial of a former Rutgers University student in New Jersey. Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum following this live.
Lisa, it was a split verdict, many counts and subcounts.
Did attempt to commit the offense of invasion of privacy under circumstances that caused TC to be intimidated, and considering the manner of which the offense was committed, TC reasonably believed that he would be selected to be the target of the offense because of sexual orientation, guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
This was the third day of deliberations in the trial of 21-year-old Darun Ravi. 2 years ago, he was a student at Rutgers. His roommate, Tyler Clementi, killed himself after he discovered that his romantic encounter with another man had been secretly recorded on a webcam. Ravi faced counts including bias, intimidation, and invasion of privacy. Many of the charges sound similar. In some cases, the verdict was guilty,